Yeah, we got three guys that aren't going to practice tonight. Bobby Felder with a groin, Jonathan Meeks with a neck, Sammy Watkins with ribs.
Said after the game that there was going to be tests on Sammy Watkins over the results.
Scott deals with injuries.
He's not practicing. Obviously, that's a setback for the offense a little bit, unless it's not serious. He's only going to be out a day or two, but if it's longer term, does it set the offense back at all?
I learned last year, he's not practicing today, and I'll be ready to practice without him. And, you know, when he comes back, he'll be ready to go. And, you know, I don't think one person is going to, make a break. We got to continue to move on. So I'm excited about the guys we'll have out there, and we'll just plan on him. You know, he's not out there, and when he comes back, I don't know.
So you don't know when he comes back, or there's no definitive timetable, or I'm not pressing you.
No, that's fine. No, I think here's the deal. You know, last year I tried to be right all the time. Tried to tell you guys, injuries are a funny thing. Sometimes, you know, I was right 99.9% of the time last year. I was wrong one time, and I have to live with that. So I think when it comes down to injuries, I'm going to let Scott handle it. And, you know, unless I know for sure, I am not going to comment, on when they're coming back and when they might come back, because it's too difficult. You know, you have setbacks. You wake up one morning, you're this, you're that. And then I got to stand up here and you're like, well, you told us this and you told us that. And, I don't know. I really don't know. Ribs are a funny thing. You know, they really are. You can practice the next day sometimes. You could come back into a game. Sometimes on the x-ray, it shows that it's a crack. Sometimes it shows it's not, and then you take a better x-ray, and there is a crack. Sometimes, depending on the player, you can be out two weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 2 months. I'm not going to get into that stuff this year, and I appreciate, everyone understanding that. So Scott's going to handle that, and I'll do what's best and tell you who is going to step up in that position and all those things and what we're preparing to do. I have no problem at all.
So word is still with the rib contusion.
I'll refer to Scott.
What was that, Scott?
Sorry. He said it was ribs.
Ribs? Okay.
Coach, you talk a little bit about it. Is it concerning that the EJ in the first offense hasn't found the end zone in three games?
I wouldn't say EJ and the offense. I would say the offense is probably the best way to do it. Yeah, I mean, we're not close to our goal. We've addressed it with them. Even though we're not in a situation where we're game planning, that's not an excuse. I mean, we're running plays that we should be able to convert. We've had 11 opportunities, and I want to say we're below 40-something%. So that's not good enough. Is it a concern? Yeah, it's a concern. We have to do better.
Hey, Doug, I know you thought you said you're not game planning at all. But in that game the other night, I watched the DVD,
sure.
It wasn't there. But it's a preseason game. You should be practicing. And rather than just chucking it down because the defense gave you that, would you rather be, push the ball a little bit and at least work on that stuff, because it doesn't count in a preseason game, rather than doing the safe thing and chucking down? Would you rather he took some chances and just, hey, the hell with it, and let's try this?
Well, I think there are some opportunities where you can do that. Like the throw to Scott that was intercepted. That's where we want to go in that situation. But we want the throw to be a little bit higher, obviously. I think you have to be careful, because once you start doing that, then all of a sudden when the game comes and it counts, you can get yourself in trouble, by turning the ball over. And if you look at what we've done, the number one way to win and lose games is that it hasn't changed in the history of this game is turnovers. So I think you have to be careful when you do that. For us, it's very simple. We're right now at we're even, I believe. And in the two games we lost, we were minus one. And in the game that we won, we were plus two. So, sometimes we get into all these different stats and everything and looking at things, and I think it's as simple as that. But to answer your question, there are some things where we want to push the ball downfield, and I think two things have to happen. You have to be able to separate and create that separation and create that window for us to throw it in. And Two, you know, sometimes it depends on the coverage, you know, making sure that we're right on the coverage, which it's a little bit more difficult in the preseason because I think people are looking for different things. But I don't think it would be fair to our team if we've talked about pushing the ball downfield, even if the read doesn't dictate that. I think that can get us in trouble down the road.
Because you're entering the third preseason weekend, it's your fourth game, but the fact that the starters will be generally traditionally played into the third quarter, how much of an emphasis is it to for that offense to finish and get touchdowns? And how big of an issue does that become going into this weekend's game?
I think it's never changed as far as it being a big issue. It's always an issue. In other words, it's always a goal to do that. So to say to put more emphasis on it this week than last week, or whether you're doing well for 2 weeks, I think that's how you get yourself in trouble in this league. So I think it's always an emphasis of what we want to do. I think that we tend to come back to the traditional way of playing in the preseason. I think we have to be careful as we move forward. It's like after the game last week, I was asked, you know, hey, you played your starters longer than what? I'm not sure. You know, hey, you were planning on playing them this way. I don't know if I ever told anyone what I was planning on playing them. So I was kind of taken back by that. So we look at a lot of things, just so you know. You know, we look at the practices during the week, the reps we're getting, what we're doing. So I want to stay away from the traditional stuff. You know, we're going to play our guys, you know, till we feel what we have to do to get them ready for the season. And I'm even looking at what we're going to do in the next preseason game, you know, of how much we want to play there.
Is there an expectation? Do you have a plan on Cordy Glenn and ramping up his practice time status?
I'm going to see how he does during the week. I think we got to be smart. I don't think we just throw him right in there. I think a lot of it will depend on how he does during the week.
He's progressing? You see him progressing?
He's cleared. He's cleared to be out there in team periods and progress during team.
Sarah Squanjo's had a couple of difficult moments in the preseason games. No worthy difficult moments. Where is he? Where do you feel he's at right now?
I think I don't disagree. Even on the sideline, you know, I see something bad happens and I try to, and then all of a sudden I put into a category as, oh gosh, he's not playing that well. And then I go back and I watch the film, and there's some really good things that he's doing too. So I think like when you play tackle, it's almost like when you play corner. I think when you do make a mistake, everyone in the stadium is able to see it. But then if you won't go back and watch the film, the play by play and individual plays, you know, he's actually doing better than my perception on the sideline. Which I've always taken a lot of pride in, and I think the perception of others. So I think he is progressing and getting better.
You said after the Giants game that it's tough to play tackle in the National Football League, and you seemed like you were really emphasizing that, and that's your expertise. So what is it about that position for a rookie in particular that makes it so difficult? Is it the speed of the rushers that they're seeing?
It's really probably it's the combination of the speed and the power. In other words, if you get a guy that has power, okay, and I believe in training inside out, so you always train for power first before you start training for speed, and I think you can get yourself in trouble there. But they're not playing against, in college, you rarely see the combination of speed and power. And in this league, a lot of those players have that. So, you know, if you're worried about guys getting on the edge of you and then they bull rush you, you look really, really bad. And if you're sitting on the power, and the guy runs right around you. So it takes a while to learn how to read those moves and study those opponents. And, you know, like I said before, you know, the good players in this league, they keep a diary or a book or whatever you want to call it on every single player and watch every single snap. And that's their job, I mean, to go against them. So, you know, and they're doing the same on the offensive guys. So I think it's just a point of time. And he has a skill to play in this league, and we just have to keep developing it.